from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, it's time for football talk, too. In addition to all this pirate talk, because we have NFL training camps opening, Steelers players report Wednesday. And so we just did the coaches on the hot seat. How about the top quarterbacks in the league? Is anybody expecting Russell Wilson to have a big year with the Steelers? Jeremy Fowler interviewed executives, coaches around the league, came up with a top 10 here, their top 10. Mahomes, obviously. Burrow at number 2. Allen, number 3. Lamar. Matthew Stafford clicks in at number 5. Justin Herbert, CJ Stroud, Aaron Rodgers, Jared Goff, and Dak Prescott. So no Jalen Hurts in the top 10? No Jordan Love? If you had a choice right now, just for 1 year, I would take Jordan Love over probably Stafford, Herbert, Rodgers, Goff, and Prescott. He'd be like number 4 or 5 on my list. Maybe I'm crazy.
Love.
I think he's a star.
Do you think it's just it's obviously the way that he ended, because he started the year a little bit flat, wasn't very good until late. I mean, obviously took off, and then the Cowboy game was the big breakout party in the national stage. You got to see him. He's the top 10 guy, top 5. Ugh, there's a lot of good quarterbacks out there. He ain't top 5 yet.
Yeah, who's your top 5?
Mahomes.
Uh-huh.
Allen.
Uh-huh.
Burrow.
Uh-huh.
Lamar.
You just spent half the show ripping Lamar.
Yes, is the greatest quarterback ever. Not a top 5 quarterback currently, present day.
All right, you got Lamar in there.
He also still can't beat the Steelers.
And who's 5?
Plug.
Who's 5?
Justin Herbert.
No C.J. Stroud in your top 5. My top 5 is Mahomes, Josh Allen, C.J. Stroud, Jordan Love, and Joe Burrow. How do you like that, big boy?
Huh? Maybe I should drop Lamar Jackson out. You didn't even have him in the top 5.
How do you like that, big boy?
Huh? I like it. You know, it's the new shiny object in the building with Jordan Love right now and C.J. Stroud.
Here is Chris Sims. Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, Lamar, and Stafford.
So he had
when
the same
did
top
Stafford
4.
Get back in the top 5 here,
yeah,
for everybody.
I don't believe this Stafford
thing. What has happened?
He's
good.
He's good.
Don't get me wrong.
But he's not top 5 good.
Herbert, C.J. Stroud, Jalen Hurts, Goff, Lawrence, Cousins, Love. If you asked every single coach and offensive coordinator and GM right now, you injected them with truth serum and said, would you rather have Jordan Love or Kirk blanking Cousins? 32 of 32 would say Jordan Love, I think.
Not Atlanta.
I think they'd rather have Jordan Love.
Not if you're giving him 40-some million a year.
I'd rather Jared Goff, Trevor Lawrence, Jalen Hurts, Prescott. I'd rather have Love than any of them. I do give Chris Sims credit for putting Aaron Rodgers way down at 14. Baker Mayfield, 15. You notice who I haven't gotten to yet?
Justin Fields or Russell Wilson.
Kyler Murray, 16. Brock Purdy, 17. Tua, Geno Smith, Caleb Williams, and finally Russell Wilson. The good news here is the Steelers have two quarterbacks in the top 25. The bad news is zero in the top 20 for Chris Sims. So where do you think Russell ranks here? Where do you think he will rank? For me, all these rankings are about who's going to be the best quarterbacks this season. Who are they? Who's going to have the best seasons? Okay? And
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If Russell Wilson has the 21st best season, they're in big trouble. This guy's, he's got him just ahead of Derek Carr and Daniel Jones and Deshaun Watson, who absolutely stinks. Where do you have Russell Wilson on your list?
About 14th or 15th. That's where he should be this year. I mean, I'm still not completely buying in that he's going to be a top 10 quarterback again. I think those days are numbered or days are over. But 15th, I think, is respectable. Middle of the pack.
He better be top 15.
He has to be. And if he's not, then the Steelers are going to be right around the teetering at 500 spot that they've been over the last 5-6 years and seem like they can't get out of this purgatory.
Sims has 20 as Caleb Williams. How could he have Caleb Williams already? Well, I guess he thinks he might. C.J. Stroud kind of changed the equation there, right? Caleb Williams, 20. In terms of a rookie being really good, although 20 isn't that good. Russell Wilson, 21. Carr, Jones, Watson, Fields weighs in at 25, followed by Levis and Butthead, Michael Penix, Jaden Daniels, Bo Nix, J.J. McCarthy, Ryan Tannehill, who's not even on a team, Anthony Richardson.
You know who you haven't said yet?
I will. Sam Darnold. Bryce Young, if Bryce Young's the 34th best quarterback behind Ryan Tannehill, who doesn't even have a team, then that franchise should just fold. Jameis Winston, Jacoby Brissett, Joe Flacco, and Kenneth J. Pickett. at 38.
Where is this Mitch Trubisky on this list?
No, he didn't make the top 40. Jarrett Stidham and Gardner Minshew round out the top 40. Gardner Minshew is way better than the 39th best quarterback, by the way. That's ridiculous.
No Mason Rudolph over Kenny Pickett on the list.
No, Mason Rudolph nowhere to be found. So here's the other thing I notice about quarterbacks in the NFL is there's way more depth than there's been in a long time. When I have to go, and you know, it's legitimate to not have Trevor Lawrence in your top 10 or Jalen Hurts. I would have Jalen Hurts in there. But when you're around 9, 10, and beyond, and you've got guys like Hurts, Jared Goff, Trevor Lawrence, Jordan Love, Aaron Rodgers, Baker Mayfield, Brock Purdy, Tua, that's as deep as I've seen in a long time, if not ever, in terms of pretty good quarterbacks, even when you're getting to 16, 17, 18. That's what I notice more than anything about these lists is there's lots of good quarterbacks in the league right now.
Brock Purdy could have won the MVP and was a couple of plays away from winning the Super Bowl.
Nobody
and was 17th.
Respects him.
Nobody respects him. It's all the system. It's all the players around
him. They might
them.
Be right.
They might be.
The execs and coaches for Fowler don't have Brock Purdy in the top 10 either.
He should at least be in the top 15.
Probably, yeah.
And he's not, you know, he doesn't have huge traits and the things that everybody looks at, the big arm, the ability to run.
I mean, you like to do a draft of quarterbacks next?
I would love to do a draft of quarterbacks next.
We'll each have an 8-man team, city limits. You can either pick first or go 2-3. You know what I mean? You have the next two picks, and then the other guy gets the next two after that. It's a snake draft.
It's my choice.
Know. Yeah.
Okay.
You get the first pick or the next two. Go ahead, choose.
Would you like Patrick Mahomes or the second or third? I want the second or third.
Holy horse milk.
So you get Patrick Mahomes.
Maybe if I make him the first pick, who's to say I won't take Josh Allen?
Good point.
Who's to say I won't take Mason Rudolph?
Who's to say I won't take Kenny Pickett?
Who's to say I won't take Levis and Butthead? He had a couple of good games last year.
Who's to say I won't take Kyle Allen, the third quarterback no one's talking about in Steeler training camp?
Not me. I'm not gonna accuse you of that. We're gonna have a quarterback draft next. I wonder if either one of us among 16 quarterbacks will take Russell Wilson. Let's do that next and talk about some of the big Steeler storylines headed into camp. And then we get back to Pirates, where we spent most of the first couple of hours. At least most of the first hour. Because they have the Cardinals coming into town. This is gigantic. The Pirates are kind of back. Baseball's back.
Yeah.
It's a huge story on the week that Steeler camp opens. How about that? It might be a bigger story between Skeens, the Cardinals, and being a half game out of first place. I think it might be, for the first time since at least 15, a bigger story than the Steelers. Do you agree?
I 100% agree. If the Steelers were coming off of a couple big playoff wins, it'd be different. And the fact that the Steelers have two fascinating quarterbacks, huge story there. Cam Hayward's contract situation. Everything that they did on the offensive line. And the Pirates are still the bigger deal, in my mind. Says a lot about the way that the Pirates season has gone.
I think it's a gigantic night for Mitch Keller. They gave him a ton of money, at least for the Pirates. And for a lot of this season, he's looked like he's ready to reach a different level than he's been at. He was good last year, but he wasn't ace-level material. I still happen to believe that that guy, that type of pitcher is in there. But man, tonight is a big night to prove it. This feels like a gigantic game and a gigantic series for the Pirates. And two of Keller's last three starts have been not good. And the last one was very strange to see him get taken out of a game after 57 pitches, even though it wasn't going well. Shelty stepped way out of his comfort zone there to pull Keller after 57 pitches. And two starts before that, the Cardinals rocked him. So I want to see dominant Keller tonight. Do you think we will?
I think we will. And he's gotten a week off. I think it was strategic from Shelton's point of view to only go three innings. It was weird. But at the same time, I think they were trying to control it. They didn't like with the high pitch count and everything. Playing the White Sox, you think, you know, you can just get away with it. And luckily they did.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.